With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Bitch.
Hello.
Hello. And I'm Danielle. Tazo, should I turn the dryer off?
Hello.
I'm Naomi.
And I'm Danielle.
And this is Batch Bitch, podcast where we do whatever the fuck we want. You can listen or you don't have to if you don't want. Get over it.
All right. No, Miss Sassy today. Tazo.
Sorry.
Tazo's sassy today too. Excuse me.
Sir, you will have to shut up or leave. I will kick you out on the street. You will be homeless again.
Again.
Yeah, I got you from a shelter and I can put you back. He'd be snapped up in a second.
He would. He would not last 2 hours.
No. That's true. But when I got him, we got there 2 hours after they posted it online. And there were already other people waiting outside.
Crazy.
Yeah. Anyway, I got him.
Lucky boy.
Danielle, how are you going?
Yeah, I'm going good. What about you?
I've been going well, but then my friend made a new friend.
Okay.
And now I feel weird.
Okay, which friend?
It was you.
Okay, sorry, I made a new friend.
Danielle made a new friend, and they spent 8 hours together yesterday.
Yeah, it was planned, and I've spent time with you planned. In the past, okay?
I mean, not 8 hours.
I told you we have spent 8 hours together.
Oh, the Raw final, how dare you?
That was
8 hours of sitting nervously.
Yeah, but we've also spent like multiple 6 hours when we used to do the double recordings of the Bachelor podcast.
Yeah, but that's work.
Yeah, and we see each other so often for work.
Are we work colleagues? Are we not even friends?
We're friends if you finally tell me when you're free to do dinner with Mark so Jono can make some sort of FODMAP meal for him.
Anytime I'm free.
Okay, well, message me about it.
Okay. God, anyway, whatever. Another fun thing that I've been doing is rewatching Glee.
Yes.
And Danielle just put on... what season is it from?
I have no idea.
Just put on this... it's Darren Criss singing to... What's his...
Kurt.
What's the character's name?
The character's name's Kurt. No, Darren Criss is the actor's name. Blaine? Yeah,
Blair.
I guess. Yeah, Blaine, I think. Blaine. One of those two.
Hot one. Anyway, singing to Kurt, and then I turn around and Danielle's crying. And guess what? I'm crying too. So it's a pleasure to be among a fellow Gleek.
Yes.
Glee just got on Netflix, so I've already burned through the first season.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. I loved Glee so much growing up.
It is so well written. Fuck anyone who doesn't like Glee. I mean, yeah, it's quite hammy at times because they have to work their way into singing songs. They have to have so many different motivations to sing songs.
Yeah, I guess it's sort of like a TV show version of Cabaret. Like, what Cabaret is. Just like working your way up to singing a song in a situation.
But the working way up is actually really funny.
Yeah. Sometimes I skip through some of the songs because some of the songs I'm like, this is boring.
Same. Like, I don't want to see... I don't really want to watch the pedophile sing.
Which one's the pedophile?
Puck.
Oh, yeah. Him with the mohawk.
He's dead.
Did he commit...
Yes.
Okay. And nothing.
Don't worry, everyone. Anyway, I posted about Glee, about one of the funnier motivations for a song. It's for the school yearbook. So they sing the song Smile by Lily Allen because Rachel is teaching Finn how to smile. And what? The way you do that is through song, apparently.
Is that song... That song's not about smiling.
No, that song's about being bitter about your ex, actually. But it's called Smile.
Yeah, okay. So, a very literal...
So, I posted that. I posted that and I was like, haha, this is a pretty poor motivation to sing a song. And then everyone responded to it, that guy's dead. And I was like, yep. They're like, yep. He died of a heroin overdose. And I was like,
yeah, not my point.
I know that. Just trying to do a little fun thing. And everyone's like, they're all dead.
Yeah, don't try watching a movie from like 200 years ago. Yeah. Movies were around 200 years ago, but you know, you get my drift.
Yeah.
You get my drift.
It's the first thing anyone does when you mention Shakespeare.
Mm-hmm. They're all dead.
He's dead, you know.
You know, the original actors were dead. They're dead. All the original actors, dead.
Like, just let me be happy about this.
Even actors from some of the remakes, dead.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, he's dead too. But you know what's not dead? Glee, because it holds up pretty well. A little bit offensive, when? Sure. The teacher's relationship with the students, very inappropriate.
Oh, absolutely.
On many levels. But it's okay, because the real actors are like 25.
Which, like, what relationships? Like, you mean just, like, interpersonal relationships?
Well, like, Will Schuster, the teacher, he just does so many inappropriate things.
Yeah. Like, but I also had a...
with the kids, like, the episode about Britney Spears, they do that sexy...
slave for you. Do they do that
it's
one?
It's toxic.
That's a sexier one.
But he's on stage with them because he's trying to, like, get the fucking counselor to like him again.
I loved
and
her.
And then it turns into a Britney Spears sex riot.
Oh.
But, like, he's on stage.
Whoa, I do not remember a lot of Glee.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy. Another great storyline is in the episode about Funk, Quinn, the blonde pregnant cheerleader, is like, well, you know, soul music is all about, like, soul, and it's about soul and anger, and I've got plenty of both. And then Mercedes, who's black, is like, when white people try to do funk, it's embarrassing. And she's like, well, watch this. And then does song, it's a man's world or whatever.
Yeah.
With a lot of the pregnant women. They do like a pregnant woman.
No.
Sad song. And then Mercedes, and then like the conclusion of the episode is like Mercedes, like Quinn being like, man, I don't know how you deal with this all the time. The subtext is like Mercedes being black. She's like, I've been pregnant for like 9 months and I hate it. I don't know how you do. And I'm like.
What?
Being white and pregnant isn't the same as being black.
That's insane.
But it's like they connect over it.
That's crazy.
But I see, but I can also kind of see the parallels. Because are you just leaving the room? What are you doing? She's sneezing. No, anyway, she's just talking about how like people make judgments about her that she's like poor or, you know, all that kind of shit. So I can kind of see the parallels. But also like... I just thought it was so funny. Now that I'm pregnant, I understand what it's like to be black.
What? Yeah, that makes no sense.
Anyway, great show. Rewatch it. Jane Lynch, so funny.
Yes, Jane Lynch, so funny.
Sorry
about this. Blowing my nose.
And the writing is really funny too. So, anyway, that's all. I just had to sing Glee's praises once and for all.
Finally, hot goss here on the pod.
A real hot take. Piping hot take.
Glee was good. yes, the first season did have lots of awards, but Naomi's here to tell it like it is.
Did it?
I think so. People loved it, didn't they? Like, when it first came out, I remember everybody being like, this is so funny. And then, I mean, people at my school were like, ew, it's about choir geeks. But also, I was like, and?
And bitch.
And?
There are also cheerleaders and footballers.
Yeah.
So
and some people
cool.
are hot. Okay, I had a crush on Artie.
Really?
Yeah. Well, he had like a good, he had like a fun, I think he had like a one really good song and I was like.
Was it rapping? Because he always seems to be rapping. No. He's like this little white kid and he's always like, yo, check it.
No, I'm not a fan of that. Type because it was
a lot
never
of rapping. A lot of white people rapping in this show.
Yeah, there's not. That's not my favorite style. When it's very like, and here I am with a thing to say, and I'm like, okay,
what?
Like when they're like that. When they're like, oh, like they don't sound like genuine rappers.
Absolutely not.
I'm like this. Okay, you think because you're good at enunciating and talking fast, you're doing a good job, but you're not doing a good job at this. Mm-mm. Anyway, we should get off We should get into the show because we're 10 minutes in. We haven't started talking about what we wanted to talk about.
Well, I wanted to talk about Glee, so I'm good.
Okay, sorry. Okay, season three of Glee.
Episode one, we open. Rachel singing something. No. So we watched the first episode, or I guess double episode, of Are You the One?
Yes.
Which, again, is very different to If You Are the One, which is that Chinese show with the 26 women, or there's an Australian version as well. Of that, which I've not watched. To
me
be
neither.
But Are You the One is the one where they put a bunch of people on an island and they have to find their perfect match.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all queer.
Yep.
And it's amazing.
In this one, they're all queer.
In this season, they're all queer. There's 16 of them and they all have to find their perfect match.
Mm-hmm.
Have you enjoyed it?
I have enjoyed it. The first episode, like the first 10 minutes, I was a bit like, oh my word. This is very full on, like just with like personality wise. I was like thinking about how I would feel in the house, and how I would feel is I think I'd be overwhelmed. There'd be a lot of stuff that there'd just be a lot of color and noise and yelling, and I'd just be like, okay, I need a little bit of space now for like 3 hours, and then I'll be back for 20 minutes, and then I'm going to go have another 3 hours to myself because it's a lot going on here.
Well, yeah, that's the first instance where they just throw all those horny single people in the same room.
Yeah, and they're all like, woo, 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 and I'm like, ah.
But it's good.
Yeah.
It's good. I was pretty much nearly crying the entire time.
Like of happiness or laughter? Yeah,
not of laughter. Okay. It's not that funny.
Yeah, it's not that funny at all. I was like, I don't think I laughed once, but...
But it's just so wholesome because, like, usually on all those shows, there's, like, at least five, like, really bro-y guys.
Yeah.
Five mics, if you will.
And yeah.
And it's like, oh, yeah, I'm just here to get some fucking pussy. And there was no one like that.
Yeah. Although, first impression, I didn't like Justin.
Justin. Which one's Justin?
Justin's the one who...
the one who looks kind of bro-y.
Yeah. Yeah. And said that he gets... He sleeps with heaps of people, so people are usually disposable to him.
Oh, my God. Well, they're all bad at... They all suck at relationships. That's another thing to get on this show.
Yeah.
That's what you must do.
Oh, you've got to suck at relationships.
Well, that's why they're going on a show to find their true love.
Oh, okay.
It's the same as Married at First Sight.
Okay.
You know, similar type deal.
Can we just for a second say... If you find somebody who's perfect for you, if you still have horrible issues and are bad at relationships, it's also still probably not going to work until you work on what you're like as a person.
Well, that's true. But what better place to work on it
than an island?
15 other horny people.
Perfect.
And one celebrity therapist.
Mm-hmm. Should we go through all the people or not really?
I mean, well, you can go through your favorites.
Okay, my favorite, I love Basit.
Yes, Basit is great.
Basit is like, he's just a big, beautiful man. Basit is, he said his preferred pronoun, they said that Basit's preferred pronoun is Basit.
Yeah, they said they don't mind they, them pronouns, but their preferred pronoun is Basit.
Okay, that's going to be a hard one for me to work on. I'm going to have to work on that because I forgot about that at the start. Until you said it, and then I was like, oh yeah, fuck.
This is just gonna be a lot of us going no
no to the other person.
Try again.
Wrong door. So I like Basit. I like reading through all my names of people. I like Kylie heaps.
Kylie?
Yeah.
Kylie.
She's the one with like the beautiful hair. There you are. Yeah.
She's beautiful.
I love Kylie. I think Jasmine's very funny, without meaning to be.
The blonde one?
No, Jasmine's the she's got the biggest like deer eyes I've ever seen in my life. That she's got like these big dopey eyes.
That is brutal. Who's Jasmine? There she is.
Yeah. Can you zoom into her eyes? Oh, God. She's got the biggest dopey eyes I've ever seen. And she's always just like saying the most dumb shit. I guess I like... See, there's people who I used to like and now I don't like because now we're two episodes deep.
Well, yeah, through just that amount. I am, okay, so.
Who's your favourite?
Well, someone of note is Kai.
Very much of note.
Who is a guy who, they say he looks like Justin Bieber.
He does look a bit like Justin Bieber.
He does look like Justin Bieber. He's trans. He talks about that. See, this is shit. And everyone's just fucking cool about it.
Yeah.
You don't have to, it doesn't have to be a discussion about, well, I find that uncomfortable. Me, which is apparently, like, what I assume Big Brother UK was, like, the celebrity one because Courtney Act, the drag queen, was on that.
Yeah.
But then she was, so Shane, who is the actual person behind Courtney Act, is gender fluid, non-binary, one of those. Anyway, but then the person who came second, so Courtney Act won Big Brother UK, mm-hmm. the person who came second was this, like, old conservative bitch. So it was just, like, the whole show, it was just apparently them just, like, back and forth.
Oh, my God. And
the
people
old woman's
just
like, I don't think that these people should exist. And then Courtney Act's like, hey, have you considered that maybe they should? And maybe that's okay. Like, just like the most patient person.
Have you ever
in the world.
Thought that maybe it doesn't affect you at all whatsoever yeah. in your life?
Just being a real Michelle Brazier about it, you know? Just like coming from kindness. Could never be me. Anyway, so we see Kai, like, doing his hormone treatments and stuff mm-hmm. on the show. And it's just normal. I thought that was really cool. I've never seen that.
Immediately, Jenna is obsessed with Kai.
Yes.
Jenna loves Kai straight away. And they have like a chat on the first night where Jenna's like, I love self-introspection and I love analyzing myself and also others. And then Kai's like, I love emotional intelligence. That is like the biggest turn on for me. And then Kai, also the one thing that was nice, well, they have a smooch. Which happens a lot. They have lots of smooches in the first two episodes.
Absolutely.
I don't know. I haven't seen any further episodes, but we'll see.
Well.
Kai says he feels attractive for the first time ever, which is, like, really nice.
Yeah.
Because also you're like, oh, yeah, of course, because this is the first time you've been in a house with, like, hot people who genuinely don't care or are just like, ugh. And also know things that, like, you don't ask what's between your legs or things like that, you know? Like,
yeah.
They don't feel the need
that.
To.
There's not people sitting across being like,
yeah, but what's happening?
Are you trans? What the fuck?
Yeah. And he can say, I'm trans without having to, like, feel like everybody's just like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
End of discussion.
But they're not even like, oh, yeah. They're like, oh, yeah. Everyone wants to fuck.
Yeah. Kai. Yeah. Yeah. I was like, okay, everybody.
He's like, well, pretty boy. Yeah. I really like that as well. That's what I just want the future to be that. Everyone, like, because it just, like, looked like this little utopia. It made me so happy to see, like,
yeah.
they didn't have to go up against anyone who's fucking ignorant.
Yeah, I would like to see the, the introvert house of that same thing.
Why? They'd all just sit in separate corners.
No, they wouldn't.
Yeah, they would.
Naomi, I'm talking to you right now. Yesterday, I went and had cocktails with a person for 8 hours.
Yeah, fun. I know. You won't shut up about it. Fuck! Never had 8 hour cocktails with me. It's fine.
You've never invited me.
You've never invited me.
No, sorry. I'm so sorry. Stop crying.
I'm fine.
Stop crying.
I'm not crying.
This is why we don't hang out, because you always get emotional.
I'm fine.
You always start to cry.
I'm not crying.
Okay, I know you're not crying.
But it was pretty good.
It was.
I'm an actor. Anyway, yeah, I like that Kai was like, I love emotional intelligence. And then is it that night or the next night?
The next night.
They go to the boom boom room.
The boom boom room.
Jenna's clearly very into him and she's like, she seems very monogamous.
Extremely monogamous.
And then not an hour or two later, Kai goes into the boom boom room again.
With Remy.
With Remy.
The biggest player and wanted to cause shit.
Yeah, Remy's just there to be a freaking whore.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, I fuck everyone and I will fuck everyone.
He said something like, I didn't know if I misheard, but he said, Remy said, not everyone is as open and as much of a whore as me. And then he started talking about how he's been peeing on people heaps and everybody was like, what? But then the thing that I thought I misheard was.
I don't think he said heaps.
I don't know.
He's just like, yeah, I've peed on someone.
I've peed on somebody. I don't
it's
know.
It's not like he's like, I pee on people heaps.
I always pee on people. The thing that I thought catch I heard pissing. Was that he said he'd slept. Did he say he'd slept with 900 people?
Yes.
900. That's a lot. That's like, I just don't physically know how that happens. Like how many nights. I think you've got to be, how old do you be and then how many years is that?
Well, if you go to like a sex party or something, I think you can fuck probably a lot of people in one night.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
I like to think that he's fucked some of the same people but just doesn't remember.
Yeah, because I'm like, not be that high. When he said that, I was like, that just seems like an exaggeration because I don't know how that would work. And well, how do you even keep track of that?
Let's say over a period of like, how old is Remy? Remy, where are you? He's 27.
Okay.
So let's say he's been fucking for the past 9 years.
Okay, so 100 people a year.
100 people a year.
Yeah, okay, so one every like 3 days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or if you just like on the weekend, then that's like 2 one-night stands a week. Or let's say he goes to like a gay sauna or something.
Yeah.
I've heard they're a lot of fun. I got really jealous because my friend was saying that he went to one. And you can, this is like, it sounds so disgusting, but it's everything I want. You can just buy like chicken nuggets and dim sims and eat them in the spa.
Oh my God, that's my dream.
Every time I try to eat in a spa, everyone gets mad at me. Not because like you can't eat a dim sim in the spa. And I was like, why fuck not? You.
Why not?
If I was in a gay sauna, they'd let be me. Fine. I wouldn't be let in, but once I got in, they'd let me eat.
You can cheese the man into the gay sauna.
Just to eat. That's so fucked. Anyway, I think it is possible on that maths. I mean, I don't know how you can keep up being that horny for that long.
No.
I'm not that horny. But apparently, coming out is not that horny.
Apparently, like, the more you fuck, the more horny you get.
Oh, really?
So it's like, you know, if you don't do it for a little bit, you're less horny. You do it a bit, you're more horny. I guess.
So he's just on a roll.
Yeah, I guess he's just like, he can't stop now.
He doesn't break the chain.
He's like a mouse on a mouse wheel running, and now the wheel started turning by itself, and he's got to just keep chasing it. I'm horny. He's, yeah.
Oh, my God. Danielle just did the most beautiful little thrust.
I hump the air. Because that's what Remy would be doing if there was nobody around to hump. He'd hump the air.
Because he's on a roll.
Mm-hmm.
Very admirable. Anyway, so can't say Jenna's too happy about.
No. Jenna also doesn't seem to read Kai at all because everybody else in the house is like, Kai's a player.
Yeah.
We can all tell Kai's a player.
She's like, we have a really strong emotional connection. Oh, you fucked someone else? But then Kai's like, I like you. And she's like, okay.
Okay. Yeah, he was like, Kai was like, other people were like giving him kisses and like rubbing him up. And then
oh my God, he's the belle of the ball.
I know. And then he like went back to the bedroom and he was like, are you okay, Jenna? And she's like, everybody's hitting on you. And up until an hour ago, I just wanted to fuck you. And he's like, well, I'm here now. And that's when they went to the boomer room. And I was like, if somebody said that to me, I would never. I would be like, prioritize me. You've known me for a day. Give me your all.
Well, I mean, in a sense, he does give her his all.
Mm-hmm.
Ew.
Very good.
All the fucking.
Mm-hmm.
There's a bit of a love triangle. Okay, so here's the best part. Here's the best part of the show, which okay. I touched on last time, is that people get connected up really quick.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have to go into a scientific machine.
The truth booth.
That tells them they have to break up. And was that not as funny as I said?
Yeah, although I already knew going in. So this was Nor and Justin.
Yeah.
So Amber likes Nor, Nor likes Amber. But Nor, Justin likes Nor, and Nor is fine with Justin. Nor very clearly didn't really want to be matched up with Justin, but she picked
what do you
him
mean very clearly.
Well, she went like, you know how they did the like the athletic competition thing together to get that date. She said, "Did you hear her say?" She was like, "I picked Justin because I thought he'd probably be more athletic than Amber."
That's true.
And so I was like, "Okay, so you didn't pick him over Amber. You picked him because you thought you had more chance of getting a free date."
Yeah, so they have challenges and they win dates. Mm-hmm. And then from those, so they like a few couples will go on the date and then the rest of the house chooses who gets to go into the truth booth, which will tell them whether or not they're a perfect match.
Yep.
Again, touch on the rules. They have 10 tries to match everyone up with their perfect match. And at the end of each week, they get a number of lights that will tell them how many of the matches they got are perfect, but they don't know which ones. And then each week they also have a truth booth so they can send someone in and figure out if they're a match or not.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking back at... So then they also have this thing which is like if you get no perfect matches at all in a week, then it takes $250,000 off the prize money.
That's so much money off the prize money.
It makes sense because if you get no perfect matches, then that's 10 things that you know for sure. Like, it gives you a lot of information. So it makes sense that they would deter people from doing that. Because if you kept trying to get no matches, then it would actually probably be easier to figure out than trying to match everyone up properly. Yeah.
Something I did is, you know how you do the, like, we do the light thing where we find all the matches.
Yes.
I wrote down all the people who picked each other and then wrote how many lights we got to see if maybe we can figure it out. For ourselves before they do. The geniuses we are.
Well, there's... Okay, so this season is 345 times harder than previous seasons.
No, that's so rigged. But I guess that's why they... So they put two...
It's fake.
They put two less couples in the house. I mean, yeah, of course it's fake.
Four less people, yeah.
This is like married at first sight science. These are perfect matches. No, they're not.
Obviously, like that part is like you can't determine that. But just in terms of them, there's only been one season so far, and I haven't watched it, but I really want to, where they didn't get it at the end. Because apparently they just like, my sister watches, so they just fucking sucked. They just like couldn't figure it out. They were just the worst. But there's only been one where they just didn't win because it would be so unsatisfying. So I kind of want to go back and watch that.
Be so annoying. So every other season people have won. Have people got married off the show or gotten together?
Yes. Okay. Not many, but there's at least one couple that has a baby together.
And this is 8 seasons deep and usually there's 20 people in every season. This season a bit less because... There's
Well, because like say you and I are soulmates.
Yeah.
What if we got thrown into a house and then I like made two relationships before you? It would be all muddy and messy. Do you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, I feel like it'd be a weird trust thing, and also just like it'd just be weird.
Same with like The Bachelor or anything else. Really.
Yeah, but The Bachelor I feel like would be easier to understand because you're like there was no other option.
Yeah.
Like all the girls just have to like this one man. And he just has to give them all a go.
Legally.
Yeah.
That is the law.
I think Vanessa Sunshine was the first person ever to be like, he's not my cup of tea.
Yeah, usually they're not so outright about it. There's definitely been people like that. Like Elena from Richie's season was just kind of like, she just kind of had to like sort of drive Richie away because like, she got to the top three just like purely on being hot.
So he liked her. Oh, he thought she was hot.
And then she was like, well, my dad doesn't approve of you, so I don't know where... this is going then. And then Richie's like, she's sending me mixed messages. I've talked about this before, but it's just funny because she's not sending you mixed messages.
She's saying, get rid of me.
Yeah, she's saying get rid of me, but she's also really hot. So I don't know what to do.
I don't know. Maybe I'll propose to her. Treat her mean, keep him keen. That's what was happening.
I would propose to her, to be honest. You see her, you'll be like, oh, yeah.
Okay.
Will you marry me? She's very beautiful.
Put her in this show.
Put her in this house. I'll step in.
Get in there. All right. What do we got?
Anyway, so Nora and Justin go on a date.
Yep.
And so they have this challenge. What's their challenge? They have this relationship hurdles and they have to jump over it if they've faced it or go under it if they haven't.
Yeah, something like that. I didn't really listen to that. Then there was like you picking up your baggage and carrying it around. Like, what? And then some, I don't know what the other one is, walking together on sticks. That's some sort of, I guess, carrying each other in a relationship. I don't know.
It's a trust building exercise.
Can I say the person I feel the most sorry for in the house is Danny, the one who's clearly just, he's like a big nerd.
Oh, the fucking nerd.
Yeah, and he's just like in the house and everybody seems to just like not like him very much.
But he's like a good looking nerd.
Yeah, he's like a, yeah.
He's literally just a Y man with glasses.
Yeah, I've written down who I think he looks like there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah, there's one girl that's like, she's only just come out as bi.
Yeah. What's her name again?
Paige.
Paige, yeah. That one was, I was a bit weird because I was like, that seems like a big red flag for lots of people in the house.
Yeah.
Yeah, who are like, okay, so you weren't comfortable with this until recently?
It's like, should you be, I don't know. Oh, well, actually, she's only 21. So that kind of makes sense now.
Yeah.
I thought she was older than that.
Yeah.
Anyway. Whatever. Anyway, I love all these people. I can't wait to see Basit in drag.
Oh, me neither.
I saw a little bit in the, like, trailer.
Oh, did you? I thought.
They look so hot.
His drag name is so fun.
There?
Their drag name. Oh, my God. Their drag name is so good. Dion Slay. So, Dion Slay, as in Beyonce, but Dion Slay.
That's very good.
I loved it.
Yeah, I just really like that everyone in this house wants to fuck each other.
Yeah.
It just makes me so happy. This is utopia.
Except
this
Justin.
Is the future liberals want.
Except Justin doesn't want to fuck Jonathan, and Jonathan desperately wants to fuck Justin.
Well, that's brutal. That's just the nature of
That's going to happen sometimes,
life.
You know?
Yeah. What else?
Yep, we have the drama of the fucking...
oh, my God.
What do you call... Oh, my God. So, Jenna... When Jenna finds out that Kai fucked Remy, like, 2 hours after she fucked...
Kai,
she's upset, which is 100% a-okay, because she thought they were in a more intimate relationship. And then Jenna knows that, like, she gets jealous in relationships. That's, like, her biggest issue.
Well, that's
right?
Why she sucks at relationships.
And it seems like Kai has absolutely no interest in, he absolutely...
Addressing it at all?
Yeah, Kai should have just been, like... maybe if you are very jealous, I probably shouldn't fuck you right now. Maybe we should wait until, I don't know, we see if this is going to go everywhere and I will commit to you or not. Because it's absolutely fine for Kai not to want to commit straight away right now. It's like one day in. But she's very committable.
Yes.
You know, and she wants the commitment straight away.
He's a little fuck boy.
Yeah, and she's not about that life. She is like, okay, and then she's trying to like talk herself down. She's like, I know, like, no, it's all right. Like, he said that with me it was intimate and with Remy it was just fucking. And so I guess, God. And I'm like, oh my God.
Well, I just think I don't know if he actually feels that way, that like, you know, fucking isn't something that should be kept to one person. Did he say that or was that Remy?
No, so the next day they said... the next day they had some sort of relationship lady come in and they were talking about, having open relationships.
Mm.
And then some people in the house were like very clearly monogamous, like being like, yes, you can't, how are you supposed to love me if you're also fucking other people? And then like, there were clearly like the poly people in the house. And so that seems to be where the biggest divide is.
Yes.
Between open and monogamous people.
Well, yeah, but like then there's also like different ways to do that. Like, you could be monogamous with one person, like, romantically, but then fuck a bunch of other people.
Yeah.
Or you could actually have a polyamorous relationship and love multiple people or whatever. But, yeah. Like, it's not gonna... And that's why, I think that's why the monogamous people in the house are so annoyed. Because they're like, oh, everyone's just gonna fuck everyone. They're gonna ruin it. I'm gonna be mad.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I guess also, like, the lady who was like, so... You're not even in a relationship properly. Like, you've been together for one day and you're already talking about opening up that relationship. Like, that's weird. Like, sort of just like, just at least start off focusing on that person. What's happening?
Or maybe it's better to not.
Yeah, I don't know.
So you don't set up a standard that you can't maintain.
True.
As two experts on open relationships and
we
polyamory.
Love open relationships. We're very much known for our open door policy.
Yeah.
We love... We've never... We've never... Well, I've never... I think you've never had an open relationship.
Don't assume.
Okay.
Nah, just kidding. Never. but...
You come across as very monogamous, Naomi. Mostly because
well,
I feel like
the time.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like you're also like mostly not focused. You're mostly focused on trying to make female friendships and make sure that the female friendships don't cheat on you with other female friendships.
Maybe I'm just in love with you.
Maybe. I wouldn't doubt it. Wouldn't doubt it, wouldn't blame you.
That's fine. We don't have to label everything, you know what I mean? It can just be what it is. Anyway, whatever. They have these challenges. A few people win. They get to go on these dates and connect. I thought it was funny that at one of them, they're like, we're going to be great friends.
Which one was that? Was that
Paige and...
Oh, yeah. Paige and Jasmine? Is it Paige and Jasmine?
Maybe. I don't remember.
Jasmine's got the big dopey eyes. How can you not remember her? Oh. Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah, Jasmine and Paige. Yeah, I wrote down them.
Anyway, but they all decide to send Justin and Nora into the truth booth.
Obviously, because Amber's like, I want them to know that this isn't a thing. Break them up. And then this is when we see real Justin come out. Because Justin accuses Nora of wasting his time. And Justin becomes really like sort of like annoying, sort of over the top guy.
Well, so Nora, isn't Nora, she grew up in an Islamic household. Do I have that right?
Yeah.
So she's 25 and she's already been married and divorced. Mm-hmm. So she clearly comes from like a conservative family. And so then she had Justin interested in her and Amber. And so then they go in the truth booth, which again is these like lasers that scan their bodies.
Yes. Very
like
much scientific process.
That, like, I mean, it would just be written down on a piece of paper and then they just press a button that says not a match. But anyway, they go into this very scientific booth. And then after that, it's only after that that Nora's like, actually, I prefer Amber.
Yeah.
So I didn't know about that. But then she does talk about how, like, maybe she just, a man and a woman were interested in her. And so even though she's more interested in the woman, she defaulted to the man because that's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
And that's just like her like.
Yeah.
That's just what she's been programmed to do.
I guess that sort of makes sense in a way because part of you would just be like, oh, this will be easier for society to deal with.
Mm.
Maybe?
Yeah, I think people can run on like autopilot.
Yeah.
She's probably running on autopilot a little bit.
Yeah.
She's just like, oh, dude's interested in me? Okay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Anyway, Amber is extremely happy about this, as mm-hmm. is Jonathan. And I thought it was so funny. They both made the same face when Nora and Justin were like, oh, yeah, we're excited to go in the truth booth. Like, Justin's like, yeah, I think we're a match. And then Amber, who's interested in Nora, made this little face like, bleh. And then, like, it cuts to Jonathan, who's interested in Justin, and he goes, bleh. Like, this little, like, they poke their little tongue out, and they're like, bleh, yuck, bleh. I was like, is this something that all bisexual people do? That's the culture.
Mm-hmm. I liked that Justin was like, I'm hoping we're 100% match. I think we are. And then he was like, what do you think to Nora? And Nora was like, I just want to find out. Yeah.
Brutal, to be honest. Anyway, they're not a match. Justin cracks the shits because Nora explains to him, actually, I think I like Amber more. Mm-hmm. Which, I mean, you don't even have to. You could just be like, oh, well. I don't know. Anyway, he does not like this. He's like, why you waste my time? Whatever. I'm going to find someone else to go make out with.
Yeah.
This show is just people fucking and making out.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm having a yawn.
I'm sorry, am I boring you?
No, it just hit me.
Sorry, did you have a big day yesterday?
Yeah, I did. I'm sorry.
Interesting.
I don't know. I'm very confused by just, this is going to be so hard to figure out all their matches.
It's going to be like nearly mathematically impossible. Hang on, let me look it up because I did look it up.
So you do like, what do you do? Like eight? Oh, I don't even know.
Are you the one math? Okay. Right, I'm on areyouthe.blogspot.com. Prize and probability of winning. Okay. So the number of possible permutations in this season's game. So I guess Yes. So the number of possible matches is 2,027,025.
No, they're never going to get that. 2 million. Over 2 million different possibilities.
Yes.
And they got two matches the other night.
Yeah.
They did very well.
Well, that's just based on maths. So they obviously... The interesting part of the show is them trying to connect and being like, we get along, we don't.
Yeah.
But that's also based on some fucking strangers saying that you'll get along.
Yeah.
There's no possible way that they could know that. Do you know what I mean? Like, anyway, I'm sure the show is rigged. They've only lost once. And I know the odds aren't usually this hard, but they're usually still pretty hard.
Yeah.
And there's just no way... That they don't, like, get help and tips and, like, everything just magic. I swear I was watching one season and everything just sort of magically fell into place in the last episode. And I'm like, wait, like, four of these matches are so random and they've never been paired together. And then, oh, all of a sudden, everyone's perfect match.
Yeah.
So I think they're probably, because this is such a positive, nice season, they're probably going to match by the end.
Yeah. Okay.
Whether they feed them hints the whole time. Or just at the end if they're not getting it.
Yep. Okay. Oh, so that's why maybe they might do a little bit of the thing that happened in this where some people picked people in the match ceremony and you were like, what?
Well, that's because they... Well, that's the other thing. There's, like, ego involved. It's, like, the same as Bachelor in Paradise. Like, giving people a rose is supposed to mean something where it's, like... What? It's
nobody's getting eliminated.
Yeah, it's fine. It doesn't matter. So they'd be like, actually, they're my perfect match. So I don't know why they're taking them, like... It makes no sense. I don't know. I guess people, everyone's trying to find their perfect match. But, like, let's say you and Jono were together.
Yeah.
But then I was like, oh, well, I'm actually in love with Danielle, even though she doesn't have any interest in me. She's my perfect match, so I'm just going to choose her and then fuck that up with you two.
I mean, I don't know how it would fuck it up because I'd just be like, I mean, thanks for the rose, but I'm just going to go back hang out with him again now.
Yeah, but for the matching ceremony, you get a number of lights. Did you enjoy the iPads?
Yeah, I mean, why? But, you know, it makes no sense.
I love the host, like, putting his hands on those iPads to gear up the beams.
How long did the beams of light take to do it, to go up into the sky?
Well, yeah, it's very suspenseful.
If I was there, I would have been like, because you know it would have taken way longer probably in real life as well. Like, just to gauge everybody's reactions and make them go crazy.
Absolutely.
So annoying.
They just sit there for fucking 10 minutes or something.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, but they got two lights. We don't know who their lights are. Danielle's going to figure it out.
Mm-hmm. She's a math genius. We got the matchups. Amber and Noor. Possible match.
I've been calling her Nora.
No, Noor.
Well,
I'm sorry. Her name is N-O-U-R.
First Danielle, now Nora.
Oh, my God. Seriously, somebody cancelled Naomi. Carrie and Kylie. Max and Justin, Basit and Jonathan, Ash.
Basit and Jonathan?
Yeah. That happened somehow. I think because...
Jonathan's alone.
I think, well, number one, Basit was sort of with Kylie, but Carrie had already picked Kylie. So he was done. And then Max had picked Justin. So then I think Basit was like, well, I know Jonathan wanted to be with Justin, so maybe I'll claim him and then make Justin angry, but also just be like, well, fuck you, Carrie, for taking Kylie. I don't know. Aisha and Paige? I don't remember Aisha at all.
Me neither. No idea.
Brandon and Remy. Jasmine and Jenna and Kai and Danny, because they were last. That was weird.
It's a good show.
Mm-hmm.
You should watch it, I think. Everyone should watch it. Keep up with this one, because this is actually not painful to watch.
Yeah, it's kind of fun. Yeah, it's kind of fun. Well, and all right.
This is what it could be. Just to, like, compare this to The Bachelor. Or just Bachelor in Paradise.
Oh, way more interesting. I mean, at first I loved watching Alicia and Jules, but then I ended up hating Jules. So I stopped enjoying that. And I hated watching Yvonne and Tennille. Because I hated Yvonne.
Yeah. There are some people in this show who have said that they're very jealous people.
Yeah.
Which is a huge red flag.
Yeah. Although, I mean, I think it's Yeah, I think it's hard. I think jealousy is bad, but I also think it's like, I think if they're fucking another person, it's okay to be jealous. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Maybe not after the first night, but if you're in a relationship, you're allowed to be jealous if somebody cheats on you.
I disagree. Sorry, I'm just really chill. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. You come across as chill.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm like really relaxed. That's like the one word I'd use to describe myself.
Yes. Definitely just not relaxed. Neurotic.
I have news for everyone.
Okay.
I've told you this already, Danielle, but I've started my foray into Korean techwear.
Yes.
Which I've been talking about for ages.
Have you?
I feel like I've said it on the pod.
Have you? I don't think you've said it on the pod.
I feel like I have.
Maybe you didn't. I just didn't know what it was. So
maybe you just weren't listening.
That could be a. That could also be a thing. You know, sometimes I zone out.
Anyway, I bought some very loud clothing, and I'm really nervous for it to come in the mail. So, if you see me on the street, which I'm sure many of you are bound to do,
this is more, I guess, a signpost so Naomi can say, "Look, you cannot miss me. Definitely come up to me."
I bought some very loud clothing.
Mm-hmm.
So if now it's easier to spot me.
Yeah.
On the street.
Usually you're very in sort of like just normal clothes, you know? You know, not crazy outlandish stuff.
I mean,
that's not crazy outlandish.
No. I mean, these dungarees are pretty cool.
Yeah, they're just dungarees. They're dungarees. I wouldn't be like, whoa, you cannot compare dungarees to your Korean techwear. Don't look at me like I'm making fun of you. It's bright red and white and it's like a ski suit. Yeah. You cannot compare that to dungarees. You're in Brunswick. Everyone in Brunswick is wearing dungarees.
That's true. Anyway, well, you'll see me on the street when I get into that little number. I'm really excited for it. I've been all over Yes Style, which is... I don't know. I think it comes out of Hong Kong, but it's got a lot of shit on there, and the return policy looks a little bit dodgy, so I'm a little bit nervous.
How expensive was it? Can I ask? Is it an expensive one or a normal price?
Well, pants were like 40 something.
Oh, okay, that's
the jacket was like 40 something as well.
Yeah, that's all right. That's not crazy.
But then I got like a little bag. That's kind of like Jono's bag. Danielle's boyfriend Jono has a really nice little bag, so I copied his little bag a little bit. And that was like $10, and then I got this little top for like $5. It's cool. All right. It's not bad. Before anyone has a go at me for like buying clothes made by slaves, 90% of clothes are made by slaves. Mm-hmm. Gorman has a terrible rating, so don't come after me. All the like bespoke brands in Melbourne do not fit me. They're all like 7 sizes too big.
Mm-hmm.
The smaller size.
Yeah, you gotta
buy
those.
It's like a blanket on me.
Naomi has to buy clothes from slaves, okay?
Yeah. The other thing about me that is problematic without my choice is that I am too small to donate blood. Legally, I cannot do it. Do you donate blood?
No.
Danielle!
I know, but I got to think about needles. They wear me out and I faint.
Oh, my God.
I faint when I get a blood test. I've only had two blood tests in my life because I faint because I freak out.
Okay, well, that's kind of fair. Anyway, everyone should donate blood. I personally can't, but I think everyone else should.
My mum can't either. She got an autoimmune disease, so I also worry about that.
Oh, goodness me.
Because I worry I got it.
Fibromyalgia?
Nah, she's got heaps. Oh. She's got Sjogren's and fibromyalgia and...
she's got heaps.
Rheumatoid arthritis. I don't know which ones are just diseases and which ones are autoimmune diseases. And another goodness. One that starts with M, but I can't remember.
Myalgia?
Maybe. Who knows? I don't know.
Is fibromyalgia the one that Lady Gaga has?
No idea.
I think that's what she has.
She has?
There's this documentary on Netflix about Lady Gaga, and a lot of it is just her lying down in pain before going out onto like stadium stages.
Yeah.
It's fucking brutal. But she can do it because she has a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
My mum can do it because she loves camping, and she'll go anywhere to go camping. And I bought her for Mother's Day. I got she asked for it. It was a coffee cup, but for wine. So she can it's like a stainless steel wine glass with a lid that you can take in the car, like a keep cup, but for wine. But she uses it for gin. Because it's called a wine keep cup or something.
Oh my God.
So she can be an alcoholic wherever she wants.
That is fucking perfect.
Yeah.
I feel like my mum used to have a similar thing, actually.
It cost so much money. The one I bought, it was like rose really? Gold because she wanted it.
Why?
Because she was like, I'm camping, but it doesn't mean I can't be classy with my wine travel cup. I'm still a lady.
I don't think that's how it works.
How dare you?
Anyway. Oh, we've been talking for 50 minutes.
Yeah. Should we wrap it up then, Jeremy?
Well, we don't have any new reviews.
No. Oh, my God. Do you know what that means?
What?
Time to get yelled at by Naomi.
Time to get yelled at. Guys, you can review the podcast. How are other people supposed to find it? We'll stop doing the podcast if you don't review it.
Yeah, we'll stop doing it. You should probably make a new email address and make a new account to review it again if you need to, because if not, Naomi will make us cancel the podcast and I will be fine because you know I get tired.
Well, I get tired too, but I've started drinking coffee and let me tell you, my heart is beating very fast most of the time now and okay. I should not be drinking this much coffee, but I've been working. Guys, you have to review the pod. Maybe we've just hit our max amount of listeners.
Probably.
We've hit our niche.
2.5 million. No one else.
2.5 million, obviously. That is our mm-hmm. listener count, as you all know.
Yeah.
And so after that, well, now we're maxed out.
Yep.
But you know what is weird? I don't see 2.5 million reviews.
No.
It's really
only
weird.
Only like what? I don't know how many. Like 70? 60?
Yeah, which in my opinion is pathetic.
Yeah, like how many of you are doing it? One in 20? One in 50?
Wow.
One in 2.5 million?
Danielle, the math genius comes out again.
I've never looked at our listener count, so I have no idea how many people listen.
I've checked in on it. It's all right.
Okay.
It's not bad. It's right. Definitely more than the number of reviews we have, though, I will say.
That's good, because that would be weird if we did a podcast every week to 60 people.
Yeah, it would. It's more than 60 people, less than 2.5 million. That's what I'll say. But anyway,
somewhere in between.
Like, whatever. I don't even care if people don't review the show.
She does because she's nearly crying right now.
I'm not nearly crying. And if I was nearly crying, it wouldn't be about the reviews. It'd be about you making new friends.
I'm sorry. I've talked to a person who wasn't you.
It's fine. It's fine. Anyway, thanks for listening to this show, which was we're gonna watch more of this other show,
this Are You the One, and we'll continue reviewing I guess as we go along, unless it gets bad, then we might just bail, but who knows.
Yeah, and we might have some other shit come up
because we got The Bachelor coming up in August or something.
Yep.
Well, so we need to figure out. Okay, I'll talk about this after. Anyway,
we have some episode ideas.
Yeah,
I think we have a pretty exciting episode.
Oh yeah,
coming up.
We've got a pretty exciting episode coming up. Maybe a contestant from The Bachelor.
Maybe we might have a guest.
We might have a guest. Okay, I'm going to read the song this week. The music is called "Thinking Music" by, of course, Kevin MacLeod at Incompetech. This is his.
Did you choose this song?
Or? Yes.
Okay.
This is the description for the song this week. Comedic, hard-thinking music.
Ooh.
Chances are you won't need the entire piece if you are making a film. I made it so you can cut it up into different sounding sections of various seriousness. If you're using it for a video game, everything flows together well. Or you could loop the sections that work best. So okay. That's just Kevin MacLeod's description of his song. Just to let you know
Have
this
you
week how to use
this,
it.
Or is it just literally thinking music?
No, I've listened to it.
Okay.
I'm not a psycho.
Well, we haven't actually done the singing part yet, but I'm very excited to hear what this song is.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Well, you will have heard it by now.
Yeah.
I'm the only one in the dark at this point.
I'm sorry I did a little bit extra work before you got here today.
I'm sorry you just never do that and I was just a bit confused.
Well, I did it. Are you happy or are you angry?
I don't know. There's a weird vibe here today. Is it because you've been cheating on me? I don't know. It's weird. Tarzo's upset.
Tarzo's the most happy he's ever been.
You're so handsome. Desperately needs a haircut.
Very much so needs a haircut.
Looks like
he looks crazy.
Muppet. I also might recommend this new episode of Gamey Gamey Game. And it's very funny because Tarzo pisses all over the floor. So maybe give that a watch.
Okay.
It's a riot.
Naomi did play me a snippet before and then laughed at her own joke. So.
Well, it's a funny joke.
I mean, I laugh at my own jokes too, so, you know. It's good.
You laugh only at your own jokes.
I mean, they're funny. Okay, should we end it?
Yeah, whatever.
Do the Facebook, the Twitter, the Instagram, whatever.
I've been making... Oh, don't get mad now. Oh, be quiet. I've been making Twitter-sized banners. I've been putting so much effort in.
You're doing so well.
To the social media.
Thank you so much.
Tweeting every now and then. Danielle still doesn't have the password to the Twitter account, I think. No. I mean, I've given it to her.
Yeah, but it's lost now in our messages. I'll never find it.
I could just log into it for you on your phone.
No.
I'm going to do it. Okay. And then you can tweet.
Okay. They'll be able to tell who's tweeting.
Oh, yeah. I was on Instagram and I got confused. Someone was like, who is this? And I was like, oh, like, who do you think? And then, but they were talking about something else. And then I was like, oh, I thought you were asking whether this was Naomi or Danielle. And they're like, oh, we know it's never Danielle. Because you have things to do.
Sometimes I respond, if somebody asks for a picture of the pig head,
then I screenshot it and send it to you so you can send them the pig head.
And then I need to go back into all my pictures and find the pig head again.
You need to like bookmark that photo.
Yeah, I know. Oh, honestly, my life is a nightmare. Too much work to do.
Anyway, head on to our socials to see the excellent work that I've done.
Mm-hmm. And also,
it's only going to get better.
Yeah, she's getting so good at it now. She could be a social media manager.
I put a different caption on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, so it's still interesting.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I would never think to do that.
Yeah, well, I'm a writer. Well.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Bitch, bitch. Bitch, bitch. Bitch, bitch.
Bitch,
bitch. Bitch, bitch.
Bitch, bitch.
Bitch, bitch. Batch, bitch, batch,
batch,
batch, bitch, batch, bitch, batch, bitch, batch, bitch, batch, batch, bitch.
Shut up! I thought I did a good job picking.
Batch, bitch, batch, bitch, batch, bitch, batch, bitch, batch, bitch.
Intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.